me.
Zingris, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Mr. Mazabuco, first of all, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome back to the area.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me.
Well, WUWF is really excited to be part of your current North American tour, and this is a special year in that you are celebrating 50 years of singing and performing.
Yes, it's very exciting and it's very special. And also, you know, America, it has been our second home. We call it a home away from home because we feel at home every time when we're here. So we're so grateful that we have been embraced in this country. And then so we are comfortable and we are very happy to be a part of the entertainment and the happiness of the world.
In your 50 years, you've collaborated with some of the world's most famous singers, and you've performed all over the world. For you, what have been some of the highlights of the past half century?
You know, the highlights, I could say that it's when Ladysmith Black Mambazo joined Paul Simon, because that is where that we were introduced to the world stage. And then after that, everything just fall into the right place. So we're just enjoying the flow now.
Homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. We're homeless, we're moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are
homeless,
we are
homeless.
One of your recent highlights has to be winning a fourth Grammy Award for your live album, Singing for Peace Around the World.
Please welcome all the way from South Africa, Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
You know, that's very exciting that we won this Grammy. It felt like it was the first time because these are the songs that have been chosen by our fans all around the world, including Dr. Mandela, which makes it so exciting also. These are the songs that they like us to perform for them everywhere where we go. If we leave out some of them, so they will say, oh, but the show was great, but I missed the songs, so and so. So we said, okay, let's put all these songs. But what we did is that when we were performing around the world, so we record every concert that we do, and then after that we sit down, listen to them, and then we pick the best recording because the acoustic of the hall and the performance also is not the same. So the album became so wonderful, and then winning the Grammy, it's amazing.
Now, I understand that you are dedicating the award to President Mandela, who I understand was your number one fan. How important was your relationship with him over the years?
You know, it was the wonderful blessing that when we learned from him that he has been listening to our music while he was in jail, when we met him for the first time in 1990. And then after that, he even gave us the title that we are ambassadors of South African music. And he took us into some places, and then so it was wonderful. And then we had a very close relationship, and we were so blessed that I remember 5 years ago, we were at his home in Eastern Cape in South Africa. That's where we sat down with him, and then we have brunch. And so he was telling us all about the things that he has been doing, and then he tell jokes. You know, we were so blessed, and then it's something that is going to stay with us the rest of our lives. Sit next to this icon, even when he's on his inauguration. So he said he wants Ladysmith Black Mambazo to sit there.
Was there a special song, or can you talk about one of those that you sang for him on that day?
Yes, it's a special song that is called Abezizwe Ngeke Bayiqede. It's the song that we sang at home. In fact, the song was written with the purpose of bringing together those different political organizations when they were fighting, just to encourage them or trying to inspire them to sit down and solve their problems. And then I remember that time when they have rallies, they used to invite us to come to sing. And then when we sing, was the funny part that when we, because we sing and then we mention the different, this political organization. But when we are invited by the others, they said, no, don't mention the others. We said, no, we have to mention them because the purpose of the song is just to encourage you to sit down. Don't see the others as enemy, but we are brothers. We just have the different names, but we have the same purpose. So this is a song that he chose. And then, but in fact, he chose two songs, and then the other one was the song that's called King of Kings, We Kneel Before Thee, Asking for Peace.
Oh, King of Kings, King of Kings, we kneel before you, Father, appealing,
Father,
asking for peace in the rest of the country.
But because we were only given 4 minutes at that, to perform, so we combined these two songs, so it worked so well.
Will you do a tribute to President Mandela during your performance in Niceville?
Yes, absolutely, 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 we do that.
I would imagine you will also be performing music from your new CD, Always With Us, in honor of your family matriarch, Nelly Shabalala. And she was the wife of your co-founder, Joseph Shabalala.
Yes, Nelly Shabalala, she was the wife of our founder and the leader of the group, Joseph Shabalala. We're performing 4 songs from this album, and then it's so exciting because they sounded so good and so different, the style of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, because these are the wedding songs and the songs that people, they used to sing at the church, but the most the wedding songs. So now what it makes us, what is exciting us the most is that the music that is sung in this album is the music that is the mother of the music that we sing. Because when Isicathamiya was born, people, they were trying to sing the same music that they used to sing at home with their families. So now it's like to us going back to the roots of the Isicathamiya music. So when we sing this song and we perform them, it sounds so wonderful. And then it's also, we have a song that stays so close to our heart. It says, No More Sorrow. Because every time when we perform this song, we felt spirit is with us all the time. Because this is a song that we dedicate to her. We said, even though she's not longer with us physically, but she's always with us.
No, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I say no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
I say no, 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 no,
no. No, 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 no,
no.
Because she has been, the great support of our music from the beginning. So she loved the music. She supported us anyway. So we use her home for practice, sometimes even to sleep in their home. So she provides with everything. So she is a very important person in our career.
And for our listeners, will you introduce another of the tracks from the CD?
The other track that I liked the most is called Vimba. This one is the song that is talking about the young man who was going to get married. So now he's getting nervous. And then so he said, stop. Marriage is good for you. It's going to make you a better man. Because now he was, you know, the young man, when he's going to get married, sometimes they have these, you know, the doubts. And then he got cold feet, said, oh, no. I'm going to give it. No, marriage is good. You will be a better man after you get married. So this is a song which I like it a lot. We also performed that song on stage.
Vimbo, Vimbo mfani.
Vimbo, 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 nami so Vimbo. Vimbo mfani. Vimbo, Vimbo, nami so Vimbo. Vimbo mfani. Vimbo.
Albert Mazibuko, this has truly been a family affair for you, and you are one of the co-founders, one of the original members of the group, which now includes a third generation of performers.
Wow, that's so wonderful. And it gives me confidence that Lady Smith Black Mambazo is going to be around for many, many more years to come. And this young guy, he has, you know, a talent. People, they will see him on stage that he has a great talent. So it's very exciting. And they also have their own group at home, so we are grooming the other ones, so because when you are aging, so we want them to take over. So it's very exciting.
Are you referring specifically to one of Joseph's grandsons?
Yes, Babuyile Shabalala.
Very good. Has it been difficult over the years, 50 years and counting now, to keep things together, to keep your music going?
It's challenging, but the trick is this, or a solution for something which is challenging, is just that you are doing it right all the time. Be disciplined. Don't, you know, be distracted, because the most of the problem in our days is the distraction, because there's so many good things, like good music, and then so it's so many bars around, but you just stay focused. And then you said, I'm going to do this authentic. I'm not going to change. I'll just try to make better songs every time, good composition, and then write the good music and then perform it better. And then even the old song, when we rehearse, because we rehearse when we're home, we rehearse Monday through Thursday from 10 in the morning up to 3, no break. So what we do, we want to be perfect all the time. And then we're so fortunate that our leader, Joseph Shabalala, he's a perfectionist. So now he just took that to his sons now, who are leading the group. So the group is even better now. So that's how we overcome all the challenges, make the music fresh all the time.
What inspires you now to continue making good music? And why do you think your music is important, not only to Lady Smith, the community where you come from, but to the world?
You know, the most which is inspiring us now is the people. Because every time when we go and we meet people, they said, oh, your music is so great. It does this and this and this to me. The most they'd say that our music inspire them. And then it has a positive message. So that it tells us that this kind of music and this kind of encouragement is still needed. So we have to carry on.
And in closing, is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners?
It's one thing that maybe two. First of all, we want to say thank you very much for all the people that have been supporting us all these years. And the second thing is that it's so good to work with the young people, because they have energy, new ideas, but the older people, they guide them because they have wisdom. So I find it's a great combination. It makes things work so well.
Well, Mr. Mazibuko, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for speaking with us. We look forward to seeing you in Niceville.
Thank you very much. So we're looking forward to be there.
Amen.
Jesus
Obu.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Obu.
Amen.
Wosalawe.
Amen.
Wotandizo.
Amen.
Wosalawe.
Amen.
Wotandizo.
Amen.
Nabamkwaza.
Amen.
Azogumbo.
Amen.
Wongame.
Amen.
Azogumbo.
Amen.
Wongamato.
Amen.
Azogota.
Amen.